Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show, much like we did last week, with Sonny Rollins. Last week, we started with Sonny Rollins playing with a West Coast quartet. Today, we're going to start with Sonny Rollins fronting a trio of sax, bass, and drums. That being Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Way Out West, the title track from the classic album from 1957.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is West Coast Blues by Wes Montgomery, what has become sort of an anthem here at Southern California local jazz jams. We heard from the album Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery. That's Wes on electric guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. An album released back in 1960. And we started out the show with Sonny Rollins from the album Way Out West. We heard the title track from that. Sonny Rollins on saxophone, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. All right, let's continue with a track that I heard played at a local jam session. This one from Roy Hargrove. The album is Family, and this is a Cedar Walton tune entitled Firm Roots. Thank you.
come back to claim our dearest legacy. We've come back to claim our very own. To you, they're just a box full of bones. But to us, there are loved ones who shouldn't be left alone. You took everything from us, but now we're home. The spirit of our people shouldn't sleep alone. Banished from your town filled with hate, you thought you destroyed us and sealed our fate. We survived through your ugly taunts and jeers and restored what our family's pride over the years. We've come back to claim our own. To us, they are family who should not be alone. Thank you. but now we're home. Spirits of our people shouldn't sleep alone. We were banished from your town of hate. You thought you destroyed us and sealed our fate, but we survived all your ugly taunts and jeers, restored our family's pride over the years. We've come back to claim our own. To us they are legacy who shouldn't be left alone.
Saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen, and she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine. Last time I saw Janine, recalled when we were 17. I was a beau, 'twas not too long ago, but too short on all that long, long green to satisfy Janine. Now she's gone from me, moved away from the old neighborhood. I'm certain she's gone for good. The last time I saw Janine, the dollar sign stood in between. It was love lost due to rising costs, but since then I haven't seen Janine. La 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 la.
Thank you.
just like a royal queen. And she cruised by with a wealthy guy in her Cadillac limousine last time. It's the misogyny. Last time, misogyny. Recalled when we were 17. I was bold, 'twas not too long ago, but too short and all that long green to satisfy Janine. Now she's gone from me, moved away from the old neighborhood. I'm certain she's gone for good. Last time I saw Janine. Of the dollar sign stood in between. Love lost due to rising costs, but since then I haven't seen Janine. Where are you, Janine? Don't be so mean, Janine. Stay on the scene. Set a bang, ding, da da, blue, blue, blah, 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 day, da. Soon, do, but didn't be da. Talking about Janine. See you, do, but do, 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 da.
Yes, those last two tracks celebrating the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz Series that happens in Hartford, Connecticut. It's a jazz series that I've been quite involved with in past years before moving out to San Diego. But we heard from the New England Jazz Orchestra featuring the vocals of Giacomo Gates, and that one was taken from the album Straight from the Heart, Volume 2. And that is a compilation of Hartford Jazz Musicians, and you can check that out by going to HartfordJazzSociety.com, and you can look for the compilation CD there. And before that, we heard from David Murray and the Black Saint Quartet. Both of those artists that you heard appeared at the Paul Brown Monday Night Jazz Series. There's two more weeks to go. It closes out on August 14th, so if you're in Southern New England, you may want to check that out. You can go to HartfordJazzSociety.com and find out about the Paul Brown Jazz Series. We heard from David Murray and the Black Saint Quartet, and that also featured the vocals of Cassandra Wilson's. From the album Sacred Ground, we heard the title track from that one. And we started out that set with Roy Hargrove from the album Family, a 1995 release. We heard the Cedar Walton composition, Firm Roots. We're going to continue on now by going coast to coast. I've got queued up a great new album from saxophonist David Borgo from the album Patika. We're going to hear his composition, Lisboa.
Thank you.
That is David Borgo, a fine saxophone player, a professor at University of California, San Diego, in the Department of Music, as well as faculty in Ethnic Studies and Cognitive Science. And he recently took a trip to exotic destinations around the world, and this album, entitled Patika, is a reflection of those places that he visited on that trip. We heard the track Lisboa. Again, the name of the album is Patika, highly recommended, released this year. That brings us near the close of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio show broadcast at WWUH-FM, West Hartford, Connecticut, 91.3 FM. And we are a podcast, a weekly podcast that you can subscribe to by going to jazzandbeyond.com. And you can find me at jazztodon.com, a social media service that is jazz music centric, but all topics are conversed with over there. So if you'd like to join in on the conversation and find me there, go to jazztodon.com and sign up. It is also a instance of the Mastodon network. So you have the whole Mastodon social media service at your fingertips as well. And much of the music that you hear on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond is music that is discussed on that service as well. We're going to finish out today's show with Joey DeFrancesco. He released an album shortly before his passing, entitled In the Key of the Universe. And I think this album is a bit of a departure for Joey DeFrancesco, usually known for his toe-tapping soul jazz format. Here he goes in a somewhat different direction, I think you'll notice when you hear this tune. We're going to hear a track called And So It Is from Joey DeFrancesco. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.